Nova.
Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown are made for Melbourne. The Chrissy, Sam and Brownie podcast.
Greetings, friends. Here's your podcast. Talked about, I haven't got the plan for
Lisa Wilkinson, a national treasure, speaking to our national treasure. It was unbelievable. I don't know how you've landed at Lisa Wilkinson.
I think there's a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It's called National Treasure, where Johnny Depp looks for Lisa Wilkinson and
Chrissy
Swan. I don't know what I'm talking about. What about, I know that's fine, but I would have thought in terms of guests, Melbourne's master model builder and Lego genius David Holder coming in.
I've got to be honest, I wouldn't plug that because I'm not sure it's going to be on the podcast.
What? What?
That's right. Look at Pangy looking around. Well, like, what are you talking about?
That's nothing against David. He's a champion, but we probably battled a bit then.
It was good. We left him. I thought I was good in the interview. The rest of you guys, I'm not so sure.
Good on you, Brownie.
What about Tommy Arnold? Did he fire some bullets?
Oh, but you know what? If he'd acted like he did on today's interview in the jungle, he may not have been the first one out.
There did seem to be a big difference between his energy with you guys and the bits I've heard from the jungle.
Massive difference.
It's a bit flat in the jungle.
Final Word was back. That's an old, that's like a Monday regular. But things we've learned from Brownie is this new segment I'm trying to get up, Swanee.
I love it.
And,
I love it.
We learned plenty.
Played Whose Plotline Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Dino again, shining like the star he is.
Yeah, what did he say? This one's about a giant ape called King Kong. What did he?
I know what it is. Godzilla. Enjoy your podcast.
Domino's will have me back at any point.
Yes, they will.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Sam Pang.
Hey. Samuel.
Morning.
Samuel.
Morning.
How was your weekend?
It was a great weekend.
Yeah, good.
But the start of the week was a treat for me to listen to you three. Just hard-hitting interview with Tom Arnold, who's out of the house.
Yes, jungle.
Whatever. And
couldn't shut him up. He took off.
Well, were you under instructions that you weren't allowed to talk about his performance in the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie from the early 90s, True Lies?
We mentioned it right at the end.
Right at the end. Yeah. Sorry, mate, that was an oversight. I forgot about it.
Apology accepted.
It's
unbelievable.
We couldn't get in. We couldn't get in.
We couldn't get in.
Yeah. No. So even to mention it at the end, we had to turn him off just so that we could say it.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
But next time, big fella. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time now.
We could have segued. Well, as soon as he started talking about Trump, because True Lies was about government stuff, segued straight into
I appreciate,
Lies.
You know, the thought and craft you're going in. Next time, don't overthink it, mate. Lead with it. First question.
So true.
This is what happened over the weekend.
News, sport, drama and entertainment.
It's the weekend of was with Sam Pang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or as Lies, our beautiful producer, calls it, the was that was.
What does that even mean?
Anyway.
The was that was.
Where do you start? Oh, I might start with
where do we start?
Page 39 of the
I know where you're starting.
I start
he's up and about.
With this.
I can tell he's got the guns loaded because he has walked in this chair. It's like you're higher than Joe Cocker at the moment.
Wait.
You are on something.
Everyone knows him as the AFL legend, Jonathan Brown. I refer to him as an absolute peanut. Anytime you end up in the social pages, page 39 of the Herald Sun yesterday at the... you wouldn't even know where you were. What was the name of the restaurant
he
that was opening?
I was at Crown Casino.
Restaurant. Restaurant.
I was at the fine Thai restaurant called Long Chim.
He knows.
Well
he
done.
And
there's a picture of him.
Get stuffed. You're just filthy that I wasn't at the food court at one of those Chinese places.
Well, why would you go to a restaurant when you can go to several restaurants in the one area?
Why would you go to prison when you can go to a food court?
A food court where you can go on a journey around the a cuisine journey.
As long as you only like fried noodles.
Anyway, if you missed yesterday's paper, there is an absolute, just a clunker from the big man sitting next to the beautiful Kylie Brown in lovely, lovely
she
outfit.
Good cars, didn't
oh,
she?
But then just lug nuts sitting next to her. Mate, why don't you just get single shots? Why do they even want you in them? What do you possibly bring to that shot?
Brownie, did you know that you were in the paper? Did you see that on the weekend?
No, I did not.
It's a new screensaver.
Yeah, you just... He's just the national brand beside us is just filthy. He wasn't. Oh,
how do you feel when you see that, the big fella?
Oh, how do I feel? Yeah. Yeah, well, I was thinking 7:05 tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
see,
no.
That's exactly what I feel.
It's a shame we're running late. I would have gone with it earlier. Do you feel shame? Do you feel shame?
No, you're good people here at Crown, so.
Shame.
I'm happy that I was with my wife. She enjoyed it. I'm trying to be more romantic. So that was my date night last Tuesday. I'm trying to do it once a week, and I thought I'll take it to a nice restaurant. So the people there at Crown invite us, and then so that's good. And tomorrow I'm taking it to Guns N' Roses. Just thought I'd change the pace a little bit.
Evener upper. Also, we had the Robert Doyle in here on was it Friday, Swanee?
Yes.
Lord Mayor. Mm. You know, it was a bit of controversy over the weekend because Guy Grossi and Karen Martini were named as the Kings of Moomba.
Yeah.
He said he picked them. Mm. According to this, you know, there was a bit of a story on the weekend saying that Channel 7 picked them because they're partners with Moomba. So there was a bit of like, whoa, hey, Moomba. And, you know, channels, those two are on My Kitchen Rules.
They are too. Yes, they
so
are.
So there's a bit of controversy as to who picked them.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently the cash cow, very unlucky to miss out, by the way. Darryl Braithwaite is back. You know, he had some heart scare.
Yes, he did.
Of course, in terms of even worse than your publicity shot with the Carls. Of course, where do you reckon they photographed him?
On stage?
No, on a carousel, on a horse.
Oh, God.
These will all be on our Instagrams.
Do you think
that
he cried all the way home? Going, I wish that heart attack had taken me.
And he's
when it had a chance.
Just so I don't have to sing that song again.
Yes. And be photographed on horses.
He's had 4 days, 4 stays in hospital since December.
He's
doctors have prescribed that he's not allowed to sing that song ever again. Hey, the last one I wanted to, big fella, we've got time for this.
Yeah.
Always. Mate, you were people forget, and I do nothing to nothing to remind them. No.
Here
no.
we go.
You have been there. You've climbed the mountain in sport in terms of you have won premierships, 3 of them, as you remind me every morning. The traditional song that what song did you sing? Did you sing "We Are the Champions"? The just traditional, celebratory song with all the boys. Did you ever sing that? Was it at any time in your celebrations?
I remember when we won our first premiership. They played it on the big speakers at the MCG just as we were about to walk in the rooms up the race. And we all just sat there and the crowd was singing it.
Did you join in, or was it one of yours?
I think so. Yeah. I think I joined in.
Easy one to sing.
Is that "We Are the Champions"?
Yeah, by Queen.
Yeah, classic.
It comes on, and it's an easy. Mm. It's an easy one to get involved with, and usually the crowd and the boys. Easy one. Although, and I know that you were texting me all over the weekend because you're all over the Chrissy Swan the Nitro Athletic Series.
Oh,
you're
so
unbelievable. You're just
so excited.
Intrepid reporter.
You were.
I know.
You were like Lois Lane.
I lost my manners just texting you.
You were like Lois Lane at that event. It was unbelievable. big news, though, that a big surprise to Usain Bolt's All-Stars won the event.
Oh, yeah.
And
Kill Supreme.
That song came out at the end. How do you reckon? Have a listen to Bolt have a go at the song and tell me what you think.
My friend. Sing along.
What about when he says "sing along"? I go, "Yeah, sing along and save me, mate. You're done."
My friend, sing along.
The high bit.
I reckon I sounded better than that.
Get more Chrissy, Sam, and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
I should apologise. People aren't used to me having energy.
No.
I just came out of the blocks very quickly
you
before.
Did. Are you
so
all right?
I'm all right now, but now I'm done.
Slow it down. Have a Valium, mate.
Would you say, you've worked with me for a year and a bit, I don't get cranky much, do I? I'm fairly even-tempered.
Nah, half the time you don't even know you're here.
On Saturday, I was, I got cranky and it was a really weird experience and it was over the most stupid thing. So
You're on your own?
No, I was with my kids and Chips, my fella, the Chippy, and... What I do is I did a big shop. I do a big Coles shop online so I don't have to carry it.
I'm too posh to carry.
I'm too posh to carry. And I do it sort of once every 3 weeks. Anyway, I did this huge, the bulk order of those little tiny, you know, yogurt cups for the kids for school. And
Yo plays.
No, I like a Greek unsweetened. But anyway, it's in there.
Sorry, it's in there. Just writing down Yo play.
I've got like hundreds of them. Because I've got three kids now that have somewhere to be every day and you've got to pack their lunch. So I've got, there's a lot. Anyway, I also have a giant tub of natural yogurt in the fridge for when we're at home. You can get a bowl and a spoon and decant it into the bowl and put some berries on it. And hey, presto, that's the yogurt that we have at home.
Voila.
Anyway, of course, the kids, kings of the shortcut, they just want the one that they peel open and eat with a spoon. And so they sort of all converge on where I've got them in the fridge and they're starting to eat them. I'm like, kids, they're for the for your lunches. If you want yogurt, have it out of the pot. Ask me and I'll make it. Or Leo, you're 8, you can make it yourself. I will do it for you. Don't eat those. I've just bought them for your lunches. They're supposed to last.
How'd that go? How'd that go with them?
Yeah, they understood. 10 minutes later, I'm making a coffee in the kitchen.
You hold the profanities back. You ever drop one in?
Nah.
Just for effect?
I try not to, unless I'm really at the end of my tether, which is not often.
Right.
Then I'm 15 minutes later, I'm in the kitchen and I'm making a coffee and I look over and Chips is standing at the bench eating a yogurt out of the little cup. You know, like it ain't no big thing.
Oh, I love that man. Love that man. Good on you, mate.
He's like, oh, this is great. It's a vanilla bean.
Well, this is a good test because I find Chippy would be very hard to get angry at.
Very. He's a beautiful man. We never fight. We get along so great. But I saw him on the other side of the bench and I was like, what are you doing? He sort of freezes mid-spoon, like what? And I said, I just told the kids, don't eat them. There's a container of yogurt in there. Just, what are you, 5? Just get the yogurt. Mm. He's like, all right. God. He's so cranky with me for being cranky at him. Then I automatically feel bad, but I don't let that make me apologise just yet. And then after about 20 minutes, half an hour, I go, look, sorry, you can eat whatever yogurt you want. I was cranky and it's not like me and I'm sorry. And he said that's okay, but I knew that it wasn't. Like, I knew that he was mad with me getting mad at him over the small container of yogurt when he could have gone to the big tub.
Well, all the poor man is doing is having a...
Having a bit of yogurt. I know that.
He does it tough every and morning. He gets kids to school.
I know all this.
Just let the man have his joy.
Listen, that's why I was apologetic. And throughout the day, I kept on saying, I'm really sorry for cracking it over the yogurt. Anyway, he wasn't having it. He gave me a wide berth. He was friendly and stuff, but I knew it was wrong.
Good on you, Chippy. Make a stand, mate.
Yeah, bloody oath. Silent protest.
That night, he was laying in bed reading his book, and I just went. I was on the toilet in the ensuite, you know, with the door open, we were talking. And you know when you just sit down to go to the toilet and a little escape, just a little one. Anyway, I go, oh, excuse me. And he goes, that's the nicest thing you've said all day.
Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff.
George Michael, the amazing singer that I'm still not over his death, he's still not been buried because they're still investigating his cause of death. Is that weird?
It was Christmas. The first run through, they couldn't work it out, could they?
Yeah, but is that normal to not be buried or not have a reason for death this far in? I mean, I don't even know what date it is. Oh, it's nearly... So he's been gone for 6 weeks over.
Where's his body? Just
it must be in a freezer somewhere. Morgue. I would hate that if a loved one was just stuck there like that for that long.
Wouldn't you rather, though, getting the correct answer as to why he passed away, though?
They say the problem, the bit that I read on the weekend, Swanee, was that not to take over your news, was
please,
that the emergency call or whatever from the partner, he's saying, I've been trying to wake up for an hour.
Lucky you mentioned that because we have the call. Here it is.
Ambulance emergency. Is the patient conscious and breathing?
No, it's George Michael. I think he's dead.
You think he's dead?
Yes.
Okay, so he's not breathing.
He's not breathing. He's cold and he's blue.
He's blue, okay. And is he stiff?
Yes, and he's very stiff.
Okay, and I have to check. Do you think he's beyond any help at the moment?
He's dead.
What's his name?
It's George Michael. You know the singer?
Mm. Is that unbelievable?
Seems to be a lack of urgency between the two of them, if you ask me. Well, I'd want a bit more energy, you know, like I've brought to the show since I got here, like high energy.
He did try and revive him for an hour. Don't you think he should have called?
Straight away?
Mm. And also, if he's cold and blue and stiff, I think it's pretty obvious that he's beyond help.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, we look forward to finding out what happened to George Michael. I miss you every day, George.
I'd love to know about his last 6 months because it seems Swanee like you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging.
Swan just kissed the photo of George.
Kissed the photo. I miss you every day.
You have got problems.
No, I don't.
But I'd love to know what he did the last 6 months, Swan, because he was obviously, he had a pretty good old time. They reckon he got back into the heroin.
This is all alleged, and I won't have a bad word spoken about my George.
Just randomly just pick that out of the air. That's what you reckon, is it? Oh, your sources over in the UK, is that what they tell you?
Did you read that?
I read that over when he passed. Then did you see the last photo of him? How bloated he looked.
Mate, so it was a grainy photo from, you know, a long way away in the dark.
He looked like he had elephantitis. He was blown up.
Well, that's what the photo looked like, but I don't know. I don't want to talk about anything else anymore. Okay. You've disrespected the memory of George Michael,
disrespecting.
Who
just,
is my favourite.
Telling the truth, so.
Jeez, I'd hate to be the guest following that talk, bro.
Coming up, the Lego guy.
Master model builder, thank you very much. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast.
Made for Melbourne. Nova 100. David Holder.
Yes, it is.
And your official title is...
It's the Lego Master Model Builder for Chadstone Legoland Discovery Centre.
And this is an actual job?
It is an actual job. You are very correct.
So you used to work for Medibank private, and now you quit and now you build Lego for a living?
Well, I guess they know now.
I need
to call them about 9 a.m. It should be okay.
Oh, my God.
If they didn't see from Facebook or the Herald Sun or wherever, they'll know now.
Well, I'm sorry to
I don't think many people
news.
Have resigned through Chrissy Swan, though, so that's all right.
Yeah, that's right. I can make anything all right.
You should get Chrissy to actually ring him on your behalf.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Write me
to.
A letter. Yeah. A letter from Mum, you know,
no
that
problem.
Type of thing.
Yes, yes.
David, you've been crowned Australia's best Lego builder. Tell us about how that official title came to be.
It wasn't just a competition, but it is for a job. But the audition process or the recruitment process was to actually go through a 3-stage building competition against 78 other incredibly talented builders. So,
mate, you smashed them. Left them in your wake.
There were some very, very talented people. Like, you know, these type of things. It's very, very competitive. So it was, you know, very stressful. But here we are.
How do you know what to build when you're given the say first challenge?
The first challenge they gave us a bit of heads up, and that was something from a hobby or a sport. And then the next two rounds were surprise. So, you know, just as you're about to build, they would be like, "Yep, okay, ready, set." Here's what you have to build.
My go-to as a young bloke when I was building the Lego, because I was a bit of a Lego enthusiast. Young go-to, mate. What got you over the line to win?
The 3 different rounds. There was pretty limited bricks, so it wasn't like, you know, your regular Lego set where you have, you know, a few hundred different pieces. So no airports. There was only about two.
Brownie's out.
You're done.
Yeah,
you're done. You would have just had green and yellow, pretty much a green and yellow airport.
Did I see somewhere that you made a fry pan and a steak?
Yeah. That was the first one.
It's unbelievable.
Followed by a coral reef in the Marine Life Challenge.
This is true. Yes, correct,
mate.
It was a bit like the Great Barrier Reef. A few parts were dying off.
A few kids did smash the models as they were playing with it. So the second round was all the kids would run around and like try and distract everyone was part of it, because a big part of the Discovery Centre is it's not just like a Lego shop or a Lego amusement park. It's a centre for kids to learn how to build. So, you know, part of that will be kids coming and distracting you while you're trying to build attractions for the park, I guess. So, yeah, part of that
how
was...
How annoying.
Oh, it was, well, you know, if they broke it, it was fine. That was part of the challenge.
Question from my man, the Chippy. Have you ever built the Death Star?
Yeah.
It's an expensive set. I don't have it. It's a good set, but it's a big expensive set.
Well, mate, with all the money you'll make now as master model builder, mate, you'll be able to get one.
I'll just have to nick one. Just sneak the 3 foot Death Star under my jacket or something like that.
You can curious, come over
David,
to my place.
I'm curious as to, like, now that you won that competition, and congratulations, and you've got the trophy here in front of you.
I do.
Is that the trophy? Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think it was? He just carried around with him just randomly like
yes,
a wallet.
I did. I thought that was just what David carries with him
always.
Just
wear it as a hat, you know, just to show
off
a little bit.
There's a little cat and a little dog on the top. It's so sweet.
So now, like, what's your job now? Like, what do you have to do? And
so
where is it at? Everything.
It's at Chadston, the fashion capital. Got pushed into me as I was there. You know, every time I said Chadston over the weekend, it always followed with fashion capital. So I suppose my job will be multifaceted, but the main part of it will be making sure that all the attractions for the Legoland Discovery Centre are maintained, looked after.
So what have you got planned? What are you going to build there?
It's all a secret. Nothing will be revealed until closer to the opening date.
Give us something.
Brownie wants to know if there's an airport there.
Currently, there will be a lot of Melbourne icons, buildings, you know, Flinders Street, for example.
Okay, so now Brownie wants to know, is there going to be Brownie there if it's full of Melbourne icons?
There's 100 Brownies. Look at the Lego head.
Every Lego man is Brownie.
Just a dumpy smile or something like that.
So Melbourne icons. Are you gonna build the giant wheel and have it not work?
just broken all the time.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's a good one. Wait and see, my friends.
Mate, and so how long's your tenure at Chadston? How long is this job? Or is it ongoing?
It's ongoing. It's a permanent full time position.
Did you there ever you go, because you're unemployed now from Medibank Private.
Well, thanks.
Sorry about that, Medibank.
What about, when you're at Chadston, do you go around the world and would there be these sort of things around the world as well? So you'd fly around the world or you're just exclusively at Chadston?
I think for the start, it would just be Chadston. Make sure the centre is up and running and, you know, and kids get an opportunity to come in and learn because, again, it's very interactive. It's not just kind of like a walkthrough with, you know, Lego things around. It's got rides. It's got like a cinema in there, you know, with sounds and shaking chairs and, you know, air mists and spray, like a 4D cinema. So, you know, really, really great experience for the kids. Lots to learn. It's not just, you know, Lego models, but also the chance for them to build and learn as they go through. So hopefully the kids kind of walk out feeling really happy and excited they got to, you know, build while they were there and not just kind of look at Lego.
And just one more, mate. When will they be able to do this? When is this happening?
It'll be the 17th or 18th of April.
Rightio. Mark that down
in
your
diary. Yeah, David, absolutely.
Holden, keep building that Lego and thanks for coming in.
Hey, no worries.
We'll be right back.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Say, well, how great was it to talk to David Holder, the Lego champion of the universe, right? But it was interesting. The man to your left and my right, he just never lets you down, Chrissy. The things that you find out, such as when a young Jonathan Brown was building Lego as a young boy, and building an airport was his go-to.
Yeah, but do you know why it was his go-to? If he knew he had to impress someone.
That's right.
That was why I did.
That was your move.
Oh, mate, I wasn't going to go to the police station or the fire station. No, everyone's got that.
Exactly. Bradley Craigie's coming over. Bradley Craigie's coming over for a play day and I'm going to knock his socks off with my airport.
That's I can't confirm it. I think that's how we got Kyle's.
He made her an airport.
Oh, well, she was an air host.
Nice work, fella. You're incurable romantic. No, but it's just reminded me of a segment that we did. We did this while you were away one day a week and a half ago, Swanee.
Yes.
And we came up with a new segment, this one.
Things we've learned from Brownie.
Is that Enya?
That's Enya and Mountain Lies all together at last, the three of them. But
things we've learned from Brownie.
Well, don't you think?
I love it already.
Don't you think there's it's the premise of a good segment? Because you're a font. You're so surprising the things that you learn. You are.
So wise. Legitimately, I've learnt a lot.
Well,
from
you know,
Brownie.
You can't, mate. No one could have held up a whole segment called Ask Brownie like you did last year.
So
with two times a week, people just hammered you, and you, mate, you beat them off
with a
stick.
It's a tough run.
But these are some of the things that So I've been kind of gently putting together a list of things that I've learnt from, that we've learnt from Brownie during the course of the show, because, you know, we're on air for so long and just things get lost and forgotten. But I've just made some notes about some of the things.
I can't wait.
Some of the pearls of wisdom that Jonathan Brown has put out under the airwaves.
I'll start writing them down too now that
you
I
should.
Know.
You may remember this. You were here for all of these. But do you remember when we were talking about Miranda Kerr abstaining from sex in her current relationship?
Yes, yeah.
And Brownie let slip the golden egg of... By the way, Britney Spears was one of the first to say that she was abstaining from sex until she was married back in the day.
That's right. She made it fashionable.
Isn't that great? Things I'd forgot.
We learned from Brownie.
Is that right, Swan? She made it fashionable.
Well, I think it was in fashion before that.
Incorrect.
All right, Swanny. Here's one. Here's one. Here's one. Here's one that you were here for.
Catholics might argue with you, Brownie.
Here's another thing we learned from Brownie. Yes, yeah. Swanny, have a listen to this.
Did you realise cucumbers are grown on the outskirts of Adelaide and in Geraldton in WA?
I didn't know that.
I was on the way over to Danny Green and Anthony Mundine's fire. The bloke beside me on the plane sold cucumbers for a living.
I find that genuinely interesting. Didn't I? I had many questions about it.
I'm all in. I didn't know. If you'd ask me, this is why you didn't have Ask Pangy. Or no, we did it once. It didn't go that well.
Right.
You asked me where cucumbers are grown. I got no idea.
It's an interesting. It's interesting, isn't it?
Only two places in the whole of Australia.
Whole of Australia.
Geez, we've had a big 7:30 to 8 hour, haven't we? Lego and cucumbers.
And good money. And good money in cucumbers.
Yeah, good money.
We just learned something else.
Rolling in the cash, he was telling me. Good marker.
But carrots, Brownie, good or bad?
Carrots, no good. No good. They're going backwards.
Yeah.
That's why my family's out of them. Oh, back growing spuds.
What about this? I'd love to have, you're at a billionaire's party. Where'd you make your money, mate? Cucumbers. There's money in cucumbers. Didn't you know that?
God.
And the last one, Swanee, that last one, I didn't know this, and this is I was surprised that anyone at hearing this one. But here's another here's something else we learnt from Brownie.
I think heroin's made a bit of a comeback, Swan.
Wow, everything old is new again.
Just ask George Michael.
Shut up.
Chrissy, Sam, and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
We're all here, Chrissy, Sam, and Brownie. And Dino.
It's getting. I just wanted to actually wish a friend of mine, a voice you recognise from the documentary series that you did last year, Brendan Murray, who told the story about the time we should have climbed the tree. It's his birthday today.
What is this, romper room?
He played dog.
Brendan, I can see you.
Played golf with us on Friday.
Yeah.
He didn't play golf. He walked around with us.
Do you like this? That's funny. On his birthday, he got me a present. He got me this T-shirt.
The Indigenous flag on the T-shirt.
Have we finished our early bird show fan mail section where you write in and you might be lucky enough for us to say happy birthday to you on air?
Oh, well, what have you got something better? Have you got something better coming up?
I would have, and I do. Lisa Wilkinson, the queen of the world. Is coming up, and we are going to play Know Your Stefanovics. I mean, it's finally happening.
All right, that might have been better than what I just did.
Chrissy, Sam, and Brownie, made for Melbourne, Nova 100.
I love Lisa Wilkinson from the Today Show. She's celebrating 10 years in that job. Amazing.
She's one of mine.
She's just my favourite. So much so, I just don't understand why you'd watch Sunrise. I really don't. Like, I genuinely...
Whoa.
I genuinely don't understand it. When Carl and Lisa are there, why?
I'm a cash cow man. What are you going to do?
Well, I judge you for that. Anyway, she's very hard to get, obviously, because she works the same hours that we do. But we've been chasing her for a year. Magically, she made time out of her schedule to come in studio, in person. This never happens. We were so lucky. And so I came back in on Friday afternoon and caught up with her.
The two national treasures together.
To be included in the same sentence as Lisa Wilkinson is an honour for me. Anyway, here's how the chat went.
The Queen is here.
She is here. She has arrived. We bow to you, Lisa Wilkinson.
I'm bowing right back, Chrissy Swan.
Mate, what a thrill it is to see you.
Oh, I've been threatening to come in and see you for so long. And as soon as I knew I was going to be in Melbourne today, I said, Chrissy's top of the list.
I love it.
And Dino, of course.
And Dino, we feel so honoured. And we really have been wanting you, harassing the publicity people at Nine for 12 months.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. And can I say what a joy it was to walk past the Chrissy Swan official wallpaper.
I did see that.
You are wallpaper in this place.
I know. It's only fresh because we had a new rebrand and all over the foyer is... I actually didn't get, like, approval of them, and there's photos of me with, like, one eye closed, seven chins. I was like, oh, my God, did I get any say over what I look like here?
I want the Chrissy Swan wallpaper in my bedroom.
We can organise it.
Absolutely. I've got a feeling my husband wouldn't complain either.
Oh, you know, beautiful Pete came in. I've got such a crush on him, Lisa. I always have.
Right back at you, girlfriend.
I just love him so. Yeah. Dino, wasn't he beautiful when he came
in? Yeah, Lisa, have you... Because he's foxy now, right? Like, he's looking good.
But he always was.
He was, but... Yeah. Like,
he's lost 50 kilos.
Wow.
I know, he just... When he sets his mind on something... It's extraordinary what he can achieve. So he gave up alcohol, gave up sugar, and the results are incredible. I've got the former Australian rugby union champion in my bed these days.
Hello. Hang on a minute.
He's never delivered before now. Like, he was a wallaby when I met him, but he very quickly became, you know, the guy on the couch with a computer in his lap.
Did you see him and straight away go, that's the man for me?
I didn't, but Liz Hayes did.
Wow.
Because he was a reporter on the Today Show back when Liz was the host of the Today Show, ironically enough.
Yeah.
And Liz and I were living together at that stage, and she came home one day and she said, have you ever heard of a guy called Peter Fitzsimons? And my dad used to be secretary of Sydney Rugby Union, but dad had passed away 18 months before. So I had a bit of sort of background rugby knowledge. And I went, no, oh, hang on, is he that rugby union player? And she said, yeah, that's him. He's so much fun. You two would just get on like a house on fire.
Wow.
And I said, at that point, Liz and I were a little bit off men.
Right.
Both just very recently had our hearts broken. That's why we were living together. And she said, no, just friends. Anyway, she set us up, and 9 months later, there she was, chief bridesmaid at the wedding, saying all I had to do was put them together, stand back, and the fireworks
went off. That is basically the prototype of married at first sight.
Good point.
You inspired an entire commercial juggernaut with your love story.
Thank heavens there weren't cameras on us.
That's true. Now, one thing I've always wanted to apologise for is that about, it must be Kit just turned five, it was probably 5 years ago or 6 years ago, on the red carpet at the Logies, I feel so embarrassed even talking about it, I didn't even know you properly. Just knew from the television that I loved you, and I saw you on the red carpet, and the first thing I did was I gave you a smack on the bum. And Lisa, I
would have been flattered.
No, but you know when you just do something that's so, as soon as I did it, I'm like, why would I smack Lisa Wilkinson on the bottom?
It's
and
like,
you went, whoo, and looked around, and then, you know, it was okay, but I thought,
no,
I've never done that to anybody before or since.
It's like a mountain. It was just there.
I don't. I'm the taking, and I've always wanted to apologise in person.
I don't remember it, and gee, I wish I did.
Oh my God,
because that's special.
So,
and I'm completely flattered that you would feel so immediately intimate with me.
Dino, can you imagine the horror?
Well, there's a precedent
for this.
She did it to Kim Kardashian as well, Lisa.
Oh, there you go.
I did. I squeezed that, though. That was more of a, like a kitten needing its mother motion. You know? I was trying to get something out of it.
Which brings up the point, how is it that young women these days all have bottoms shaped like that?
I don't know.
Wasn't it once upon a time the problem was, and the fear was, does my bum look big in this?
Correct.
Now everyone wants their bum to look big in this.
Yeah, the problem is now, does my bum look small in this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are they all doing?
Well, I think there's a lot of spanks. Like, I think there's a lot of training.
Suck it in.
Yeah, but sometimes they, like, round
lift
it out.
Lift and separate.
Yeah, round it out as well. Yeah.
And then, of course, phenomenon that's not been explained to me to this
point. Well, I think because they were hidden away because it was so shameful to have a great big bum like that. But now it's like, yes.
You have to have it.
You have to have it.
From week to week, I'm never quite sure. Are boobs in? Are they out? Are bums in? Are bums out?
Correct. Yeah. Please stick around. We are going to play the aforementioned Know Your Stefanovics next. We are here with the Queen, Lisa Wilkinson.
The Queen of Television is
here
in the studio.
We've been granted an audience with Lisa Wilkinson.
I'm so sorry I forgot my tiara today.
Oh, you did.
I normally travel with
you
it.
You did, and I can see it. Dean can see it.
It's glowing.
It's good. Glowing.
Okay.
Now, we've got a game that Dino actually made up called Know Your Stefanovic.
Do you play this regularly or only when co-hosts of Stefanovic?
No.
No. No, we play it a lot and it's very fun and very tricky.
Okay.
In a nutshell, Dino, why don't you explain, because it's your baby.
Well, listen to this. No, you're Stefanovic. First of all, how good's the song?
How good is it?
Heaven. Can I get that on loop? I need that as my ringtone.
Now, Lise, I love you, but I'm not going to go easy on you here.
Okay, no, that's fair.
I'm going to play Grabs and you're going to tell me, is it Carl? Or is it Pete? Because myself and Swanee think they sound exactly the same.
They sound really similar.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Carl or Pete?
Medical apps.
Not Pete, Carl.
Sure.
Definitely Carl.
You really? No.
Yes, okay. One for one. All right. Wilco's got this. She's got
it. Okay. One from one. Carl or Pete?
Good, sir.
Oh, you can have it again if you need it.
Can I?
Yep.
Good, sir.
That is the hardest ever, Dino.
I think that one was Pete.
You really? No, come on!
Wow, did you
I probably shouldn't be boasting that I know them that well.
Lisa, if you could see your face, you've just gone completely focused.
I'm in the zone.
You are in it. Okay.
Two from two. Carl or Pete?
Modern Australia.
Carl.
Are you sure?
Can I have it one more time?
Yep.
Modern Australia.
Carl.
You really? Three. She's done it!
100%.
Has anyone ever got 100% before?
A couple of people, but it is very tricky. It's a tricky game.
Who did we play it with that really just had surprise? Your husband played.
How did
I think he got one wrong or two wrong. He didn't do too great in the end.
Okay, all right.
But as expected, you know, you absolutely knocked it out of the park.
Do I get anything?
Just a big hug. Or... big hug for me.
Oh, okay. There's a prize right there.
Also, can you tell Carl about this game? Because I want to hang with him.
Oh, cool.
Oh, look at him putting the hard word.
I can do that.
I'm thinking of what prizes we can get you for being... what about I just smack your bum on the way out?
I'm so looking forward to it. See, now I can anticipate it. Now I can be in the... You've seen me when I'm in the zone. Ooh. And I really get involved. So,
I'm so sorry again.
You got a deal.
Thank you so much for finally coming in. We're so excited. Thank you, Lisa Wilkinson.
It's so lovely to be here.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
Earlier on in the show, I did... I feel bad that I made fun of the big fella for his being in the social pages
you
on the weekends.
Do not.
At the opening of Long Chim, there was a picture of the beautiful Kylie Brown and then Lugnuts here just, you know, muscling his way into a shot that he was unwanted in.
Well, not happy with the filters either. They could have given me a little bit of colour in my face.
It doesn't even look like you.
You've got a white shirt.
You look like you could drive a truck through the gap in my front teeth.
You're very handsome.
Exactly. Yeah. Have a look at that gap. That's like, mate, if you need someone to whistle a cab, mate, you're the man, aren't you? See, you've got a white shirt and then it's white paper, obviously, and then, yeah, you look like you're just clear. Like a ghost. Anyway.
Kanye, you say you feel bad.
I don't feel bad
about bringing it up, but you actually woke up before your alarm this morning because you knew that it was first on
wait to get in.
Couldn't wait.
Kanye, if you felt bad, would it be on our Instagram is the other question.
Oh, yeah, now they're getting billboards made right now. But
for the first time ever, I thought I was batting overs when I saw the photo.
This is not as bad as the one that your boy Barry Hall and your girl...
Lauren Brandt.
Yeah, they did...
from the Jungle and
High
Five.
They did a page three... they did a spread in a magazine.
Did a full spread in Stella magazine.
Stella
in the Herald Sun.
Yeah, which on behalf of beautiful shots. Fine.
They were gorgeous.
They were gorgeous. They're I printed them out and I put it on my they're up on my wall
on your vision board.
Yeah,
Big Baz might have just jumped out of his lane here. I reckon.
Is there any chance that you could provide a gift to the listeners in doing something similar with Kylie, like a full page magazine spread of, you know, you and a shoot with Kylie or anything for us?
And by a gift for the listeners, he means a gift for him, Samuel Pang.
No. I don't think I'd survive the 2 hours. I'm not normally a sensitive type of a fella, but I reckon 2 hours of pounding you'd give me after a photo shoot like that.
It might be a punch on.
Well, Swanee, can I just say this? That Brant and Brant?
Yes, Lauren Brant.
And Barry, they were actually talking about the baby, their impending.
Yes, it's so exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah, and you know, as parents, all of us here, you don't care what the sex of the child is as long as everyone's healthy.
I know where this is going.
Quote from Barry Hall.
Classic.
We don't know if it's a boy yet, but I hope it is.
Yeah. I keep calling the baby him. We don't know what it is, but I hope it's a boy.
Nova, Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff.
First things first, Jonathan Brown and Kylie Brown made the social pages.
You idiot.
In the weekend paper at the opening of Long
Don't
Chim.
Don't jump onto the back of this paint-up beside
I didn't know. I wasn't aware of that, Chrissy Swan.
It's an amazing photograph. Check our Instagram.
Yes. Don't fall into his crap.
Have a look at him, mate. He doesn't even know where he is.
He doesn't even look like you.
I'd add a couple.
Of course, yeah. We caught up with Tom Arnold, who is the first celebrity to be kicked out of the jungle. We caught up with him earlier this morning. And he talked about how Robbie Williams was actually the one who recommended he go on the show.
Before I did the show, Robbie Williams is a singer. He's my neighbor. He and his wife are like, oh, my God, that's my favorite show. I wish Robbie could go in the jungle. It's amazing. You do a different stunt every day. It's always exciting. And you get there and you realize you do some different stunts. You do some fun things. But it's 99% horribly boring, hunger, hot, intimate with strangers. Weird
thing. Robbie Williams lied to you blatantly. He tricked
you. Yes, he did. Yeah. He's an awful person. I'm going to punch you in the face.
He's going to punch him in the face. You heard it here first.
You ever met Robbie Williams, big fella?
Yes, I have met Robbie Williams.
What?
A nice fella. Nice fella. I actually...
How do you...
Do we have to go into this again? I gave him my football jumper. I met him at the Gabba once. He came in the city.
Have you not heard this story?
No.
My God, he must have told it 200 times.
One of your go-to on the jukebox, on the anecdotal jukebox, one of your go-to all the time, is it?
For coming to saying good day to the boys, I gave him one of my football jumpers. Unbeknownst to me, he walked out the next night and wore it on stage for his first number.
Have you really not heard this?
I know, sorry, I haven't. You must have told that.
You know that blacking out is the number one symptom of a drinking problem, Sam.
12-year-old.
Sorry, I just blacked out just then. I didn't.
And he also talked about Trump.
I know him intimately, and I know how full of it he is, and I just know he'd be bad for the country, which he is. The various business people that Russia has done all these things. I know the guy that went with him to Russia from NBC that was by his side during all that activity. So I know the truth. And I know eventually he's going to be impeached.
Yeah.
And so, I supported Hillary Clinton.
I know eventually he's going to be impeached. This from a man who's known him for several decades. Yeah, Let's wait and see.
Well, you called that last week's one in our meeting.
There's no other way it can end. Mm. Either that or death.
Oh, jeez.
You heard it here first. Grammys are on. Grammys are on today. Love them. They're on from midday on Fox 8 and on tonight if you're still at work on Fox 8, 8:30, and the red carpet is live on E! From 10 a.m. That's all I want to say about it. There's frocks and awards, and I love it.
You two stretch up, because coming up, the final word, Swan v. Brown.
I'm going to go and have a wee, and then I'm going to come back, and you are going down, Brown.
Check your Instagram.
It's the final word.
Hey, this year it's one apiece for you two.
Is it?
It's one all.
One apiece.
One
apiece. Of course, we know how final word works, don't we?
Just in case you're new to the show.
Well, the question that got me last week was comedians.
Let him explain how it works.
Yeah.
Well, you two take on each other. I name a topic. You give alternate answers, examples of the topic until one of you runs out. The best of three. That's why it's going to whoever has the final word wins, final answer.
Can you give us the Sinatra rule? You haven't rolled that out this year.
Oh, the Sinatra rule. The Sinatra famously in his will... Frank Sinatra said that in his will, said that anyone who contests his will is automatically ineligible to receive anything in it.
I'm so glad you clarified that it was Frank Sinatra, because I thought you were talking about Nancy for a second.
or Frank Jr. I'm the judge, and if you protest, you automatically can't win.
You're gone,
all right?
You are Sinatra.
That's harsh.
All right, here's one.
So harsh.
Here's one. Topic number one, Chrissy Swan, you can get us going. Types of beans. Types of beans.
Green.
Black.
Chickpeas. It's a bean. It's a legume.
It's a legume. Don't think I can accept that.
Hooray!
All right. Okay.
Tough
you
one.
You know why?
Oh, really? Tough one,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Baked?
Yeah, it probably should have gone there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's one to me. I'm one up.
You idiot.
You know, I know why you went the chickpeas, because of that chickpea burger you cooked yourself
correct.
Yesterday.
Plenty of beans.
I thought you meant by beans, I thought you meant generally legumes, like, you know.
No, I would have said
kidney
legumes
beans.
Then. Would have said legumes then.
This might be a flat segment.
Well, should it be any different to the rest of the show?
That changed now.
All right, this one here. Brandy, you can start us off.
I should have won that one. I should have won it.
You're going to save the game with numbers now, eh? Just lengthen it out.
Yeah, letters.
Letters.
Topic two, you can start, Jonathan Brown. Famous apologies in history.
Oh, yeah, tough.
Sorry, you want numbers? Do you really want numbers?
I'm first.
Yeah.
Kevin Rudd.
Can I just say, that is very topical, considering today is the anniversary of Kevin Rudd's famous apology to the Indigenous people. Very good, Jonathan Brown. Well done. Chrissy Swan.
Bill Clinton?
Yes.
Did he apologise?
I'm going to pay that.
Tiger Woods.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Boom. Johnny Depp.
The dogs.
For the dogs.
Magnificent
Pistol
example.
And Boo.
Jonathan Brown.
Amber Heard.
Oh, wow.
I'm giving you more time because I'm in this topic. I like it.
Oh, come on out, bloody.
Hey.
No, wait.
No, hey.
Apologise.
You should just say Brownie. Just apologise.
Jeez.
Heard. James Heard?
Ah, yeah, whatever.
I think he did apologise.
I think he did.
Yeah.
You're going to roll out James Heard,
I'm going to
yes,
say
Yes, I
that
am,
he did.
And you're going to say that while you're killing time.
Justin Charles, former Richmond player who got done for steroids, apologised in a press conference.
Well done.
Gary Lyon.
Nice.
Yes. Has he apologised then?
Ah, yeah, good
yes,
enough.
He has,
keep
yeah.
going.
Right, yeah.
It's a great topic.
Shane Warne.
What, yeah, nice. What do you apologise for?
Which one?
What did he apologise for? Because I don't remember.
He got done for 12 months for drug taking.
Taking a diuretic, yes.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wake Harry!
Oh, great
yes!
one, Swanee.
Swan!
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
Well, you're going to give me the same amount of time, mate?
No, I didn't have that long. No, I didn't have that long. No.
What do you mean?
Wake Harry came quite quickly.
No, the other one.
Wayne Carey came quicker than this answer's coming from you, big fella. What do you got?
Oh, I am going to say...
Sammy, come on!
No.
Boom! Alrighty.
That's it? No, no.
No, grand final.
Oh, grand final, God. Yeah.
Is that it?
No. One.
Oh, that's right. Beans and then apologies. Oh,
here we go.
Oh, God, I've given myself like a Marty Feldman crazy eye headache.
A cross between, what do you call them, the souvlaki sweats
I've
over there?
I've got the souvlaki sweats. Like...
20, I apologise.
Oh. Who were the good apologies you missed out on? Did you have a famous
one? No, Sammy doesn't know.
Here we go. Grand final.
Mate, this one, I'm so sorry, but on Saturday night, I received two text messages, one from Jonathan Brown and one from Hollywood Jack Charles, both screensavers of the Police Academy, which was on telly. So so sorry about this one. But you get first go at it, so you should get the first one.
Oh, dear.
Police Academy movies, not 1, 2, 3, 4, as in, you know, their title, their full title if you've got, but you'll get the first one, obviously. Swanee.
Police Academy.
There you go.
So is it like, you know, Police Academy, We're Back or something?
Yeah, but there's famous ones.
Police Academy 7, Return to Moscow, something to Moscow.
I'm going to pay that. Number 7 was Mission to Moscow. Swanee?
Reloaded.
Nah, sorry, Karen.
No.
Jay Brown.
Jay Brown.
I'm a big fella.
Well, I really put in a great episode.
Well, you were
valiant. You were valiant and brave, and it was a good effort.
Thank you. Well done, Swanee.
Chrissy, Sam, and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
In the 6 o'clock hour, I just ran Swanee and Dino through a little bit of gold that I found on the weekend. I was trawling through the Instagram pages of a couple of people that I follow, and a young fella made a mistake over in America. Went to Burger King with his girl, and he thought he'd talk about it the next day on Instagram, and it started a Instagram war, a volley of messages that went backwards and forwards throughout the day.
Well, because the error he made was that he was at Burger King with his mistress.
His mistress.
And he forgot that his girlfriend was friends with him on Instagram.
That's a tale as old as time.
Where he made the mistake, and this is what started it all off, Ping, was this first post that just started the war.
My girl legit took 20 minutes ordering in the drive-thru last night. Those whoppers were worth it, lol.
So there you go. Legit. Just a nice little innocent post.
Nice.
One thing that Jordan Von Smith, 86, though, failed to remember was as Swanee said, he wasn't actually with his girlfriend. He was with his mistress. So straight away, obviously, Shanley Rose, who's his real girlfriend, who obviously follows her boyfriend, Jordan Von Smith, saw this post and replied.
Excuse me, @Jordan_VonSmith86. I don't recall going last night or ever liking Burger King. Who you talking about?
Ooh. So she's got a backup. The girlfriend's not happy.
No.
Not happy.
Are you impressed with her, though? What a great rendition.
She sounds a little bit like Black China.
Are you still texting bitches, yes or no?
So obviously, Shanley Rose, she keeps posting, but you would have thought behind the scenes she's probably on the mobile phone trying to get a hold of her.
Why the Instagramming? Why aren't you just texting your boyfriend to this?
Well, you probably should be trying to make a phone call.
@Jordan_VonSmith86, answer your f***ing phone.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
So, Shanley, she has been on the dog and bone trying to track down Jordan, but it's fair to say Jordan's, he's gone off the radar. He's offline, isn't he, Dino?
Oh, my God.
He's bunkered down, the kid. This is Jordan Von Smith's reply, though, when he comes up for air.
It's Shanley Rose. You need to chill out. I was with @KitCastle1 and we were just catching up.
Catching up. So that explains it. He was just catching up with an old friend.
With Kit Castle 1.
With Kit Castle 1. It's just
Kit
an old
Castle
friend.
One, yeah.
It's pretty innocent, isn't it?
Not when you refer to her as my girl.
My girl. So everyone else starting to get involved. Fast Bingo says, bring back the tender crisp bacon, cheddar ranch. And then Loaded_Chamber_Reload says, holy Scheisenhauser, this comment section is lit. So everyone's starting to jump on board. It's becoming entertaining.
It's lit,
is it, Brandon?
Yeah.
Now, enter the best friend. The girlfriend's best friend.
Wow.
Who smelled a rat for quite a while.
I f***ing knew it at Shanley_Rose. I told you I saw him with a girl at Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. Saw her
at Rogue One.
That was the nightclub. So she's been onto this for a while. She could sniff something out.
Is Rogue One a nightclub or is it
the movie,
the Star Wars movie?
Probably, Star Wars movie, whatever it is. I think it's called nightclub in that town as well. But, hey, Kit Castle 1.
I don't think so.
The mistress that was at the drive-thru.
Kit Castle
1. Well, she obviously responds as well just to give her side of the story.
@Jordan_VonSmith86. Please don't bring me into this.
Oh, she's in it.
Oh, so she doesn't want a part of it. She's out.
By the way, that was the worst voiceover of the three of them. I just want to point that out.
That was Hollywood Jack. He was doing a really good job.
Okay.
First take, was it?
Enter the girlfriend. She's back in the picture. Shanley Rose.
@KitCast01, f*** you. Who brought yourself into this, you fat b***?
Oh, things are starting to get
heated. Oh, she's fat. I didn't know that. I was thinking she took 20 minutes to order because she was indecisive, but actually it took her 20 minutes to get through the menu of what she was ordering.
Good explanation, Swan. Good explanation.
She was fat.
I have one of everything. Mm-hmm.
I thought she was fat. P-H-A-T. Sorry.
And all the onlookers or all the randoms just joining the conversation. They're really enjoying this. So I've got Ash Clevenger.
Did I seriously just witness a breakup on BK's Instagram?
That's right.
Sorry, who was that? What was that?
That was Papa Smurf.
It was Ash Clevenger.
Is Ash Clevenger an 86-year-old man?
Yeah.
Okay.
He took time out from whittling to check Instagram.
So seriously, he has just witnessed the breakup on BK's Instagram. But I think we'll leave the final word to the jilted girlfriend, Shanley Rose.
Yes.
At Jordan_VonSmith86, I hope your Whopper Juniors were worth it. I'm going to get me some Big Mac.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Good morning there.
Hey, here we are. Start of another week.
How was the weekend, Swanee?
Well, look, I had a couple of wins on the weekend. Hey. I threw out all my shredded undies.
Oh, good.
Do you ever find you look at your... Jesus.
I had some crackers after playing footy, Swan, of those jocks.
See, but you've actually done something to earn your shredded undies. I looked at my undie drawer and I thought, some of you have got to go. Shredded, like torn at the waistband, but I just keep on putting them on. Yeah. So I threw them out. Threw them all out.
A bit of nostalgia, Swan.
I
wore those undies the night of my I had the first child.
Yeah.
And the second child. I wore those undies that night that I come home and I peed in my front garden while checking Instagram. Got to keep those ones.
Well, I should have got them framed. Now I have regret.
Memories.
Yes.
Sweet memories.
That's good.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Here's what you're waking up to, Melbourne. Now, big weekend of women's footy again, Swan. It's taking off, so we thought there might have been a dip in crowds, but again, it's been well supported after a furious first weekend last weekend. And the winners, of course, Adelaide beat the Bulldogs, Carlton beat GWS, Melbourne beat the Pies. So the Pies are still haven't won a game. And my girls, the Lions, beat the Dockers last night. So good to see. I'll tell you what. They don't hold back. There's been some heavy collisions, a few concussions already, Swan. There's a stretcher incident the other day. They do not hold back. So there is plenty of courage in this women's game, and great to see the crowd still beyond it. Yesterday, sellout crowd, 10,000 people at Fremantle Oval, Swan.
So, are you surprised? Man, this is new to all of us. Are you surprised at the continuing numbers?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. We're all excited about football. Everyone can't wait. We've got into February. We cannot wait for AFL to come back. So this is just a little bit of a teaser for us to get everyone excited and go to the games. The attendance, it's been free to go to the games, which is certainly going to help. But I think it's a fantastic starting platform. I do get a little bit peeved off when people get on the high horse and say the women are not getting paid enough. You know, at the end of the day, remember AFL, men's AFL has been going for over 100 years. So we needed to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And this is a great starting platform. You know, the girls are getting getting paid really well, the top end players. And this as far... this has gone a lot better than what the AFL could ever have dreamed of.
Isn't that wonderful?
So don't worry. The girls' pay scale will increase tenfold over the next 4 to 5 years. And, of course, there'll be so many little girls out there playing. So it's been great.
And the Women's League have their first openly gay couple as well.
Do they?
Awesome. Yes, they do.
I didn't see
that.
Can't
remember their names. One plays for one side and one plays for the other.
Wicked.
And, you know, there's no openly gay men in the AFL. Mm. So, you know, good on you, ladies.
Good on them for coming out.
Yep.
Valentine's Day, guys. Valentine's Day is coming up. Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Is it tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
Can I show you how me and the Chippy are celebrating? Chippy's going to the Guns N' Roses with his mates and I'm going to a parent information night at school.
Is that right?
Because that's how hot it is after nearly 10 years together.
Well, that is very unromantic, Swan, because I am also going to Guns N' Roses, but I'm taking my lady friend, Carly Brown.
Under duress?
Yes, I am, and I've sent her out to the to buy the black clothes today.
I can't imagine
the short skirts.
Can you imagine the Kylie boots at Gunners? She's gonna have a face like a slapped ass the whole time. You know when your boyfriend makes you go somewhere that you don't want to go. Bloody hell!
Tats on her arms.
Gross. But here's the thing: it's like you want to, you know, I know the guys are all going to go and get flowers and all that's very nice. But there's been a study of over 5,000 men and women that shows what men and women require to feel appreciated.
Mm.
And it's not flowers. It's the everyday bits and pieces, right? For women, and I've said this forever, For women, vacuuming the floor or preparing dinner will actually go a lot further than a bunch of flowers. Dino's like, what? Are you, what do you mean?
Tell me more.
Yes, they will go. And that is true. I am that. If Chips vacuums the floor, it's on.
It's on. So you're no longer dead below the waist.
Correct.
Oh.
Correct. Jesus. No, he had a little bit of a renaissance this weekend. You'll be pleased.
He's back.
Dino nearly.
He's back on the saddle.
Hey.
He's back in the saddle.
Dino's face, he had a double.
Good for you. Good for you too.
And do you know what, men? See if you agree with
this.
I'm
just visualising Dino turning up to a chick's place with a vacuum a vacuum cleaner slung on his shoulder.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Yeah. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
How good has this been this season?
Oh, best season ever.
I'm a celeb.
Best season ever. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It is the third season. And you would you say the best?
I reckon easily.
And this is coming from somebody who's been in the jungle. Of course, I was there until the very last day in the first season. And we are joined by the first, do we call them the evictee?
I guess.
He has been struck out of the jungle. It's a Hollywood legend, Tom Arnold. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, how are you? I was freed for the jungle. Yes.
Isn't it the best moment in the world when you hear it's you, Tom?
Yes, it was. You know, I was trying not to get too excited. I thought I have everything going for me. I'm not from Australia. I have no friends there. Nobody is rooting for me. I've been a jerk a couple times. I got this thing aced, and then Steve Price is like, mate, you've only got a 25% chance of leaving. Otherwise, it's going to be one of the models. I was like, oh my God, why would they vote off one of the models? They're so good looking. And then I got really nervous, and because I didn't know if I could deal with another week, you know, because you know, it's not what you think it's going to be.
No.
Before I did the show, you know, and I've said this before, Robbie Williams is a singer. He's my neighbor. He and his wife are like, oh, my God, that's my favorite show. I wish Robbie could go in the jungle. It's amazing. You do a different stunt every day. It's always exciting. It's fun. And you get there and you realize you do some stunts. You do some fun things. You do animal stuff. You do eating weird stuff, which I love all that. But it's 99% horribly boring, hunger, hot, intimate with strangers, weird things.
It's the worst way to spend a couple of weeks. Also, Robbie Williams lied to you blatantly. He tricked you.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He's a filthy, he's an awful person. I'm going to punch you in the face. My kids does not get to go to his house anymore. Oh, my God.
Tom, you know, can you imagine the horror, you know, that moment when you're waiting for Julia and Chris to say who's going? Can you spare a moment, please, for me, who sat on that log every single time and it was never my name until the very last day?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you did it. I started a backup plan, like a one day at a time. You know, that's kind of how I went in there, because you can always quit, but you have to say, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I can say the I'm a celebrity part just made me, that makes my skin crawl. So I thought, I will let one of these animals kill me before I say I'm a celebrity. And so I know that there's several, like Keegan, that she was fainting because of the food, but she's like me. She'd rather do anything than say I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
So she's still hanging in there. I don't know how you did it. I was so, you know, I haven't, since I met my wife 9 years ago, I spoke to her every day. I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. I had no contact with them, so I have no support system. And the food for, you probably don't care about food like I do, but oh my God.
Oh, I care.
She does.
I care.
Oh, and then people, you know, started telling me what to do. Like they made Lisa the deputy camp manager. I was like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. And she's like from the sports world, so everything is black or white. So she just sat there and pointed when people did something wrong. And then that just doesn't work for me. And we're in this stupid little camp. Come on.
For a long time, Tom, you sort of went missing in the camp. And, you know, we as viewers were like, Why is he even there? He just looks like he wants to top right. himself.
Right. I did. Well, that's true. But my wife said, do not, you know, because they kept saying, be yourself. And my wife's like, oh, no. Don't be yourself. That's the last person
who wants
to be.
Hey, Tom, are you worried?
She said,
Are you worried that your current president? Are you worried that your current president might not let you back in the country? Because some wild stuff was said last night.
That thought crossed my mind, but I did tell them when the impeachment process starts, they have to notify me if I'm still in the jungle. Totally serious. Did my contract. So you know, I don't. No, he's an idiot. I don't worry about him. On the other hand, I filmed in Russia last year, and so I'm more worried about him, you know. But I'm not worried about, you know, once you've been in the jungle, I'll face whatever Donald Trump has. Bring it on.
Hey, Tom, is Hillary Clinton, you know, going to be talking to you, though, after you spoke about releasing a video before the election?
Oh. Well, I don't think that's... I don't know why she'd have a problem with that. That's a, you know, and it's something I've talked about before. You know, she wanted to, I'm a Hillary supporter. I wanted her to win because I know Donald Trump for 30 years. So I know him intimately, and I know how full of it he is. And I just know he'd be bad for the country, which he is. I know that he's nefarious business people that Russia has done all these things. I know the guy that went with him to Russia from NBC that was by his side during all that activity. And I know I know the truth, and I know eventually he's going to be impeached.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I supported Hillary Clinton. There was no perfect, people running for president anymore. All smart people don't run for office. I don't know if that's how it is in Australia, but I'm sure that they're, I'm sure Hillary's fine.
Tom,
I'm sure she's fine.
Tom, I feel like you're just warming up, so it's sad to see you go. Thank you very much for your entertainment, and thank you for True Lies. I mean, that machine gun scene when the Uzi goes down the stairs.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Good on you, Tom Arnold.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great life.
Thank you. I'll see you in July.
All right, come over for some beers. See you, man.
Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang, and Jonathan Brown.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Star.
You probably heard the name Piers Morgan being thrown around all the time. Piers Morgan. Well, he hosts a show in the US, like a news talk show, but he's an English guy. And everybody knows J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, of
which
course.
I am reading at the moment.
Has Piers Morgan been in America for how long, Swan? Is it a recent thing?
A while, I'm going to say. Yeah. He's a thing. He's a thing there. Yeah. And he's besties with Donald Trump. Why you would align yourself with him, I will never know.
And Warnie.
Oh, and Warnie.
The Dream Team.
What else would I give...
you get on that Dream Team?
Oh.
I can't think Warnie. Of...
Charlie Sheen? Pop him on there.
I can't think of four bigger losers. Anyway.
Swan.
Oh, look, here we go. Don't slight my
700 wickets for Australia. Got us home many a time.
Means nothing to me. Soz. Soz bowed it, as Jackie the Lackey would say. Oh, my God, I said Lackey. I'm sorry. Hollywood Jack.
Ooh.
Hollywood Jack. Anyway, he was on the talk show, Piers Morgan. He's talking about the Muslim ban that Donald Trump has put in, which he thinks is a brilliant idea. And Australian comedian Jim Jefferies called him out on it. Have a listen.
There is no Muslim ban. If there was, 80... Sorry, why don't we...
TV.
He's the best.
F off.
Nice.
I don't know Jim Jefferies. No. Why don't I know him?
He's hilarious. He had a viral video about how crazy guns are in America that kind of blew him up over there.
Right.
He's done heaps, though. He's amazing. You'll love
him. Okay, we'll have to Google him. Yeah. But J.K. Rowling, who hates Piers Morgan, always has.
Nice.
She just went off on Twitter. She says, yes, watching Piers Morgan being told to F off on live TV is exactly as satisfying as I'd always imagined. I mean, she's just amazing.
She's amazing.
And then he goes...
Coming from a very strong place, Twitter.
He goes, Piers Morgan directly messaged her and said, well, this is why I've never read a single word of Harry Potter. What an idiot. And she said, Why? Because you had a premonition that one day the author would roar with laughter at seeing you called out for your bullshit on live TV.
Piers sounds like heaven. Piers sounds like a bloody 8-year-old.
Yes.
It's funny that comment.
I couldn't agree more.
Why would you get caught up in a Twitter volley?
I don't know. Why do they, Brownie?
Piers, give us a spell.
Sometimes you want to, though. Sometimes something happens and you go, oh, and you've got to walk away from it. You've got to put it down.
Oh, there you go.
And walk away.
Fine.
Because you just want to say, you're an idiot. You just want to say that.
Well, that is very, very intelligent of you, Swan.
But that's what you want to say.
You're going to come up with that.
You want to say
you're an idiot.
You want to say it's smarter than that, but essentially, the kernel of it is you just want someone to know that you think that they're an idiot.
Right.
Which is exactly what J.K. Rowling's done.
I thought she was quite good with a comment.
Shia LaBeouf, who is an
high
actor.
High as a kite.
Famous for many things.
Do it!
But mainly that.
Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday.
Anyway.
Love him.
Has he been the same stuff as Charlie Sheen?
No. Who knows? He's called police after a man claiming to be Jesus turned up at his home in LA. So that's good news for all the organised religions of the world. He's here. Today's the day, guys.
Welcome.
That's it. Let's pack things up.
I didn't realise it was Easter.
Today's the day we've all been waiting for forever. No, he's come. It's not Easter.
Hey, he's here.
It's not a celebration of what was past. Jesus is here. It's all over.
Hallelujah.
And now it's time for Whose Plotline Is It Anyway?
So easy to play, and what a great prize. A double to Gold Class, which is the best place on earth. The end. All you've got to do is listen to Dino's story, and if you can tell what movie he's immersed himself in, the double pass from Village Gold Class Cinemas is yours.
Okay, so Friday went well too, remember?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we're going to reset Friday.
This is what happened on Friday.
Hey, did I tell you guys I lived in California as a teen?
I did not know that.
I was a big skateboarder.
Okay.
My best friend was an old scientist. Old scientist.
So literally...
he might as well tell us the movie title.
It took 8 seconds for him to ruin the competition.
First of all, get stuffed. Second of all...
It's supposed to be hard, Dana.
Here's the next one. Are we ready?
I've got the timer on.
13, 24, 10, if you know the film. Yeah.
So you're going to take calls. Mm. You're going to stop yourself. I'm going to take some calls throughout.
You guys yell the call. I'll pick him up whenever you want.
Right.
Did I tell you guys I lived in New Jersey when I was 12?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mates of the mad scientist?
No. One summer we were down at the boardwalk and I wanted to go on this ride that was called the Ring of Fire. It looked so amazing. Being a short guy, I couldn't get on it. Like, I'm an adult now and I'm only like Rove's height, you know? I was a really short kid. So with that money that I had...
Let's go and see if anybody knows what this is. Who are we going to?
Simone.
I can't see. Simone?
12 Ring of Fire?
Sorry, Simone, couldn't be more incorrect.
Simone's just, that was just a stream of consciousness then.
So anyway.
Kerry from, we're not going to do another, keep going.
So I had a bit of cash left over, so I thought, oh, what's this bloody thing? And it looked like a vending machine.
Yeah.
But instead of chocolates and Coke and stuff inside, there was like this Madame Tussauds looking gypsy type thing. It was crazy.
It's called Zoltan, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kerry from Lara, what's he talking about?
Oh, I've got absolutely no idea.
Yeah, good boy, Dino.
After this, I wigged out because after it told my fortune, it was bloody unplugged.
What?
The machine was unplugged.
But how was it working if it was unplugged?
Swan, this is, imagine my thought. I want
to get freaky with you.
Get Maddie on the phone. What do you reckon, Maddie?
Big.
Oh! Yeah.
Maddie from Myrna. You have got, oh my God, what a great film. Did you love it so much?
Yes, I did.
You've got two tickets to Village Cinema's Gold Class, my darling. What a great prize.
No worries.
And thanks to Uber, we're getting you there and home safely. Very nice.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
That's right, it is. And Swanee, I'm just going to take you over to America, to the States. Burger King, there was a little bit of an incident during the week at Burger King. A young fella.
I'm laughing already because I can tell this is delightful by your face.
A young fella went through the drive-thru with his girl and ordered some food. And there was a bit of an issue there. And we found out on Instagram, you know, if you actually follow the feed, there was a bit of an issue there with this girl who had to wait. But obviously the young fella forgot which girl he was with. He's got his girlfriend.
Yes.
But he may have been, that may have been lost in translation a little bit along the way. So I just went through his Instagram feed and boy, did it take off. Boy, did it take off. So,
tell me what happened.
So I've been able to find a bit of audio and just create this Instagram feed for you.
Oh, okay.
And some of the people, different people who jumped in because the young fella wasn't with the girlfriend. He was with someone else. He failed to check himself before he revealed this to the world on Instagram.
Before he wrecked himself.
Yes.
In fact, that's the perfect use for that term. He failed to check himself before he wrecked himself.
Yeah, that's right, wrecked himself. So, young fellas, be wary. Dino. So this was the Instagram post that set it off, Swan.
My girl legit took 20 minutes ordering in the drive-thru last night. Those whoppers were worth it. Lol.
That's right. Those whoppers were worth it.
Lol.
Lol.
But 20 minutes to order.
But he forgot that the girl beside him wasn't his girlfriend.
Well, so his girlfriend's reading this going, what?
No, that's right.
I wasn't doing this.
This is his girlfriend.
Love it.
Shanley Rose. She quickly picked up on the Instagram post and replied.
Excuse me, @Jordan_VonSmith86. I don't recall going last night or ever liking Burger King. Who you talking about?
Oh!
Oi! Here we go. Well, it's
been... These are all real.
These are all real.
Oh, my God.
It's fair to say, so not only is she posting comments on Instagram, but she's obviously also trying to track him down via a phone call, Swan.
@Jordan_VonSmith86, answer your f***ing phone.
So obviously, Jordan Von Smith, he's got the boyfriend's gone under the radar. He's off the grid. He's thinking, shit, I've made a
Delete. So special mention to Liza for her amazing renditions.
And this is what the boyfriend Jordan had to say.
It's Shanley Rose. You need to chill out. I was with @KitCastle1 and we were just catching up.
Ah, so there you go. Just catching up with an old lady friend.
Fine.
Then why did you refer to her as your girl?
Okay, yeah, sure.
In the first instance.
Old girlfriend, Swan. That's all right to catch up with old mates.
No.
Just have a bit of a chat for old time's sake.
Not if you call her my girl. No, I'm with Shanley Rose.
So it's starting to heat up. There's a few comments there, and, you know, Fast Bingo said, bring back the tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch. So everyone's starting to get involved.
Yeah, of course.
Bring it back.
Then you've got Loaded Chamber _Reload said, holy shit, this comment section is lit.
Oh, my God, Jack's got a new alter ego.
Oh, wow. Good for you,
Hollywood Jack.
So people are starting to really get involved. But this one Shanley Rose's mate gets involved here.
Oh.
The friend, be wary of the best friend because she's always got your back.
Yes.
I f***ing knew it at @Shanley_Rose. I told you I saw him with a girl at Rogue One.
Ooh, so there you go. So the friend was onto it. She knew something was sus a long time before Shanley Rose. Well, then all of a sudden, let's go to the girl in question, Kit Cass.
Whoa. Yes.
The girl that was at the drive-thru,
the lady friend.
@Jordan_VonSmith86. Please don't bring me into this.
So, she's the innocent party. She's the innocent bystander. The mistress is the innocent bystander.
Because Cass is clearly transitioning.
Thanks to Jackie Charles for that. all of a sudden, bring back into the fold the girlfriend, Shanley Rose.
@KitCast01, f*** you. You brought yourself into this, you fat b***h.
Yay! So things are starting to heat up. Well, this was another part of the comment section. Someone else got involved. Obviously, the fans at home are loving being involved with this story. Ash Clevenger.
Did I seriously just witness a breakup on BK's Instagram?
That's right. You just witnessed a breakup on BK's Instagram. And I tell you what, it wouldn't be appropriate if we didn't let Shanley Rose, the girlfriend, have the final say.
@Jordan_VonSmith86, I hope your Whopper Juniors were worth it. I'm going to get me some Big Mac.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.